Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa, and I am trying to get the controls to actually come up so I can plug in Liz on the show. So bear with me, but I want to welcome everybody. Happy Valentine's Day, at least for us in the States. The interesting thing about Blog Talk, as wonderful of a platform as it is that its controls can get a little crazy sometimes. And to be fair, my laptop has been acting a little strange, so I probably need to get something checked in there. But yeah, if you don't have a control panel to view because it's still trying to load or whatever the case may be, in this case, the chat room sometimes takes a little effort. It happens, but here we go. I think it's coming up. And let's see if this will actually work when I click on the button for her.
I think it's working.
Hey!
Oh, yay!
Welcome.
Hi, girl. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey. So,
happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to y'all. What was I going to say? I love you.
I love you.
I love you so much. Just a little heads up for those of you who listened to the show on Tuesday. I had the not great news about one of my dearest, dearest, dearest friends and favorite people who's been in the ICU for a week now. And I spent the last 4 days in a row in the hospital while juggling other things, so a lot of running around and mm-hmm. feeling very much in a rabbit hole. And DNR issues are coming on the table the next 24 hours, things of that nature. So I'm really don't feel like doing a lot of talking, but I love doing the show so much. So we'll just let it roll. Her name is Andrea, and this is for you, girl. So, yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, this is bad. Yeah, it's up there with some of my major losses. Like, I've lost a lot of people, but this would definitely be in the top five.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, yeah, another little prayer for all that it transitions well, and whatever has to happen will happen. Well, it is going to happen, but, you know.
Right.
You hope it happens in the... is the best way possible.
Right, the most graceful, elegant way possible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for as a kind of a change of pace.
Please, change it.
Last night, celebrated one of my friend's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a restaurant. It's a Thai restaurant that I had not been to. There are plenty of Thai restaurants I haven't been to in Atlanta. But this one's been around for a while. I just never go to this part of town. Or if I do, like, it's actually kind of across the street from R. Thomas, where you and I went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There's a shopping strip and a bunch of, you know, there's like a Kaiser there, and then to the left of that is this restaurant. It's called Tuk Tuk. And it's really, really beautiful. You have to take an elevator. You go in, and there's a third entrance, and then you have to take an elevator.
Nice.
And if you go to the bar, there are windows behind the bar that show you, you know, our skyline, such as it is, but with all the different, you know, things lit up. It was really pretty. It was delicious food. So that was a fun time to
That's
do
good.
In the middle of the
week. Have
to
celebrate life. Yep. Got to celebrate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course, she was the youngest person. Our birthday girl was the youngest person at the table. So we were all talking about, you know, aches and pains. And I'm getting, you know, I'm going to get an MRI done, or I'm, you know, ultrasound, you know, all these different things.
That hip replacement schedule for next week. Right?
Right, right. Oh, and I had a friend of ours who was at the table. She, I think there was a lot, like the last time we all got together for a big birthday, I think, like, the next day, she and her boyfriend, or maybe it was just her, she definitely got into a car accident.
Oh, Jesus.
And it really messed her up. So her, and she's very, both she and her boyfriend are kind of extreme sports type people. Like, they like to do like rock climbing and ice climbing. And
oh Lord, put the ice in my cocktail.
Yeah, she,
thank you.
Yeah, right.
Not that on the rocks. Put those rocks in my glass.
They stay pretty active. They stay pretty, so they have to be in shape. They plan big trips to do that, and it's like people who like to run marathons, you know, where they have to train to do these marathons. So
Let me run to the registering.
With
the lounge. Let me just run.
Right.
Okay.
So and she has a pretty stressful job. She works for the government, one of the government agencies. She's out and about. Anyway, and I don't get to see her very often, but when I do, and she's also been a very big supporter of me as a numerologist and you know,
when I do
readings and things like that. Mm-hmm. But because she's super busy, travels a lot, I only get to see her at, like, these special events, like birthday dinners and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been a while, and I had heard about the accident. But then I was also traveling, so I didn't have a chance to really catch up.
You were out
of
the country.
And then when we were all back in town, either I wasn't feeling well, or she was still trying to recuperate. She's still not, you know, it's going to take a while for her to get back, you know.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't even know if she can get to 100%. But she was talking about she just started this process maybe 3 weeks ago, not even a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't acupuncture, but it was something that required needles, but they were not like the thin needles. They were bigger needles, and they were going to go deeper.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's scary.
And she's like, and they really hurt. So she was talking about having to go through her sessions, but she said it's painful, but then like a day and a half later, it's the only thing that really helps me.
Right.
And she's like, right now I feel like it's making a difference, because her therapist, I guess, the person who's doing it, has been able to, you know, pun intended, pinpoint the muscle and the path that it's taking. So she will just talk about this excruciating pain, and because she is, because she's pretty fit, and she does crazy things anyway, as her sport or relaxation, I can only imagine that it's a billion times worse, you know, for her to say that it doesn't really hurt. But she's a trooper. Even her therapist is like, you're such a trooper to do this, because she's opted not to take a ton of pain medication that her doctor had recommended, or whoever, one other medical person had recommended, because she saw what the side effects were.
Right. Good for her. Good for her. That's really strong. That's really brave. A lot of people, I don't know, would have that fortitude. So like, that's admirable.
Yeah. And considering she works in the government, and so they tend to be like, just take, you know, take this or this or this. And she's like, no, I'll take, you know, she may take some Advil because she travels a bit. Or if there's a muscle relaxer of any kind, she'll like cut it in half.
Right.
Because she just knows
good for her.
That
she'd be conservative.
She
That's
needs
good.
To, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to take care of herself. And
yep.
So I was very proud of her too. When she was explaining, or, you know, sharing her story about how she was going through these treatments, a couple of things. And I'll say this because we have our hand raised. So I want to call her.
Okay.
Caller, I see you. Area code 804, I see you. We're going to get to you in a moment. I was doing very shallow breathing when she was talking about this, and I what was coming to me was like, oh my gosh, you, as painful as it is, you do need to breathe, because I could tell, and she was saying it, that she was kind of holding her breath, or, you know, she couldn't do anything. It was all she could do just to get through those sessions. And so I said, well, what I'm getting is that you still need to be able to breathe through it. And she's like, oh, I can't. She's like, I know, but I can't. Like, I know it. Like, so her body is just like seizing up as this stuff is happening. And I said, yeah. So, but at some point, because these are getting better, like you're able to handle, I guess, the pain a little bit better. And it's, I think it's because it's working. She's feeling relief a little bit sooner, but you still need to be able to breathe. And even after the fact, because she's sore, like she does her sessions first thing in the morning, so that by the time she gets to the office, like at 9:30, she's exhausted, you know, for after her first meeting, she's exhausted. So she's barreling through it as best she can. I said, you know, you still need to be able to breathe, and that can help as well. You just have to remember to do it and kind of force yourself to do it. So we'll see if she takes that advice. But also, they have a pet dog, a kind of a big dog, but it's also now developing kind of like a sympathy kind of thing, where he's like kind of has been gnawing at a patch of skin or a patch on his, I think on his hind quarter or something like that, on his leg or something like that. And it started around the same time when she started doing these sessions.
Oh, animals are amazing. That's crazy.
I know.
Wow, that devotion.
You know that he's doing this because he's trying to help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, I know, but now I feel guilty. I said, well, you know, that's not going to help. You know, so now he's
going to make it worse.
Now he's
going
to feel guilty, you know.
Yeah.
So I
just
said,
put half a Percocet
way to help him.
And call it a day. No, I'm just kidding.
This is the best way to help him is to help yourself so that
exactly.
you feel calm and at peace. I mean, as best as you can, even if it's just
right.
that sliver of, ooh, that felt better. You know, be able to do that, and he will energetically understand. So that way, they don't have to keep
right.
that little cone of shame around him, so that he won't, you know,
aww.
Continue, you know, kind of doing what he needs to do. He's just working
right.
it through with her. So very interesting discussion, but it was good. So it was good to see my friend, all my friends, and to celebrate a birthday, and then to also eat this amazing Thai food. We're all like, man, we should go to Thailand. You know, like that would be a good trip. Yeah,
wouldn't it though?
Good things about Thailand. Yeah. Well, let me get to our caller.
Okay.
Now let's make sure that my computer and Blog Talk are working in sync. So hopefully we can get to you. Here we go, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Caller. Erica 804. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Hello. Good morning to both of you. My name is Vernell. We start with a V, like in Virginia.
Oh,
Vernell.
Hi, Vernell. How are you?
Well,
I'm
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So first thing is asking permission to connect to your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay. And if you want to, you can provide your birthday. We don't need the year, just the month and the day.
Okay. May the 8th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you could put what's going on into one simple question, what would that question be?
It would be my current relationship. I'm wondering if my boyfriend is seeing someone else. And I know it's kind of strange being
at
this Valentine's Day.
No, it's not strange at all. If anything, this is going to trigger a lot of stuff. What I think I'd like to do, again, is it Vernell?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
what I want to do is I want to connect to your energy as you have a little chat with Elisa based on your personal year in the numerology, and then we're going to come back to me and let me see if I get anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Well, you know, fellow Taurus, because I'm also a Taurus baby. May 1st for me, but May 8th for you. So your personal year in numerology started on your birthday. It has to do with the number 6. So 6 in the cycle of 9 years that we talk about with these personal years in numerology, 6 has to do with love and family, and also just the support that you have around you. So it makes sense that this year, and particularly with your question, that you're looking at, you know, what is it with these relationships, all of your personal relationships, really, but obviously your primary relationship, romantic relationship, it makes sense then that it's something that you would love to improve and that it's on your mind. And of course, Valentine's Day, then that makes sense too. But it's from a different point of view. I'm sure you're not alone, that there are a lot of people who are looking at today and wanting to take stock of, you know, of the relationships and, you know, where is it going? So bigger picture for this year, now you're about to, you know, we only have a few more months left until our birthdays in May. This year then, from, you know, May of last year to this year, that influence of the six is reminding you of how much energy you put out to take care of other people, because six is a very nurturing energy. So you're wanting to take care of other people, and we don't always do that for ourselves. And I know on this show I call this number, the number six, the mom number, the mothering number, and like most mothers, they kind of do everything for everybody, and then if they have anything left for themselves, they usually just opt to give that part away, because that's what they're so used to doing. So their normal is to be kind of tired all the time and not really having a time for themselves. So that's like the extreme of someone who wants to always give, nurture, and love other people, and they don't always do it for themselves. So already, it tends to be, you tend to try to give from a well that's pretty low, if not empty. And so it's not even 100%, but even that seems to be a lot better than what most people can do, right? So can you imagine if you put all that attention, turn, you know, even a small percentage, but we hope for more, if you would turn all that nurturing, giving energy that you give freely for other people, if you did any of that for yourself without feeling guilty, which is a catch, right? But to really reprioritize so that so you won't get to the point where you are so tired that you now cannot give anything, and that makes you feel bad. For most people, if they're used to giving and then they realize they can't anymore, it's almost like an identity crisis. Like, I don't know who I am anymore. So then more guilt is heaped up, and that doesn't still it's debilitating. So this is kind of going into a trend, really, for people who are in a number six personal year. Usually they spend a lot of energy out on other people, and by the time it comes to the next birthday and you enter your seven personal year, you have had enough, and you're like, no, I'm gonna start doing some things differently. I'm gonna put myself first. I may not tell you that I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna do it because I need to, because you don't even have the energy to tell people what you're gonna do. That's sort of what kind of blends in from a six to a seven personal year. But the six has some great, obviously great traits. It's just we don't always embrace it for ourselves or even think that we're worthy of receiving it from ourselves, much less anybody else. It may be even harder to have someone else, you know, allow someone else to take care of you without feeling immense guilt. So changing that around a lot and really looking into, you know, not so much what can I do for everybody else, but what can I be doing to take care of me so that when I show up for other people, I'm showing up at 100%, and I'm showing up from a position of well-being, of feeling strong, and feeling like I can offer something, but they don't have to take it. That's up to them. It's also just knowing, you know, what are you really responsible for? And what, you know, again, for caretakers, people who want to, you know, make sure everyone's okay, it's almost like they'll go out of their way to fix it for everybody else. Even when it's clearly not theirs to fix, and nobody needs to do the fixing, it's that person's, you know, deal to figure it out. Sometimes the best way to show your love and support is to show them that.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I picked up on a couple of things. Now, what's interesting when Elisa is giving her wonderful insight and guidance, I am like an antenna. I just see what comes in terms of your energetic field. So although you had a very specific question, whatever comes in, comes in. But at, ultimately, it could be connected to your concern, to your question. So I got the energy of a male who passed, and I don't know if it's recent or from a long time ago. And I felt that it was a very, it was a gentle kind of passing. Is any of this making sense to you?
Well, last year, unfortunately, I lost a nephew due to a drive-by shooting.
Oh, my God. So it was quick. Okay. So what also came in, so I felt an energy of a, but a gentle, like a gentle person. Like he was more like an innocent bystander. He was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That. Yeah. Okay. So that's. Thank you for verifying that. And the name Teddy came up. Now I don't know if it's there's a teddy bear, or we're talking about Teddy Pendergrass. I don't know. But does that connect to anything?
No, I really don't know anyone by that name, but my nephew, his name was Herbert.
Okay. Now, again, and I also wrote down Teddy Pendergrass had a lot of hits. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but very iconic artist.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
Teddy? Okay, you know who he is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, okay. All right, so that's something. So whatever resonates from that, and the what I wrote down was the song I Don't Love You Anymore. But I don't think it's really about your relationship in terms of how he feels towards you. I think it actually is more you being nudged, maybe by this nephew, I don't know, to love yourself and to sort of step back a little bit as opposed to putting all of that strife and energy and grief on this person. It's almost like that's not the person who's important here. It's really you. And I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your nephew, but there's a very peaceful energy. There's a benevolent energy about this person who passed. Was that his vibe? Was he like had like a very peaceful vibe about him?
Yeah. He was always kind of laid back and.
Okay, I'm picking that up. Okay, good. And and what's interesting is that. It's almost like if you just sort of like step to the side to just focus on yourself, it really kind of ties into what Elisa was saying to you, that it's not gonna matter the way that the way that it appears to matter now. Because what's getting your attention in a way that's going to be the most effective is, like, your attention was provoked to the point that you're calling these two crazy girls on this radio show, right? So you're feeling kind of, like, uncomfortable and unsure, maybe a little insecure or nervous or whatever. And there's something so peaceful. Like, your nephew's energy is so chill. And it's interesting. Now, I don't know. Who smokes the ganja? Is there a past or present? Is there marijuana use? We're not judging. I wrote it down. Not judging.
That my nephew might have done in the before
okay.
he died. Okay. I'm not really sure if he was doing marijuana, because we wasn't really in contact a lot, and he had a girlfriend before he died.
Right. How about anybody else? Because I'm not necessarily speaking directly about your nephew. I'm just writing things down. Is it around?
I'm really not sure, and I'm not really sure if my boyfriend does it, because I'm not really around him all the time. We live around the corner from each other. And
how interesting. You're not around him all the time, but you live around the corner.
Yes.
Well, what does that tell you? I'm not saying that he's stepping out on you, but what does it tell you? I think you're a little more important than, if, you know, I don't know what kind of relationship it was defined or not defined as. The other thing I wrote down, and I think this might be about your boyfriend, for lack of a better label right now, because we don't know, is that I picked up an energy of extreme, meaning hot or cold. There's no warm. It's either it's either all or nothing. There's no gray. There's no nuance with him. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm certainly picking up on all of that energy. Now, this may not be connected to your nephew. Is there anybody or was there any time? And again, with source doesn't deal with like calendar time. So it could be last week or it could be 20 years ago. You understand what I'm asking? Okay. So has there been any time where you visited like somebody's tombstone or a gravesite, or is there anybody, any experience of that?
Actually, there was last year around the time that my nephew had died, and I went while I was at the cemetery. Me and my oldest son and his girlfriend, we walked down to where my mother, my mother's grave is, and two other brothers that I had lost some many years ago, and my mother's husband.
Okay, that makes so much sense, because probably too many people from I would have gotten confused. So they're like, just talk about the cemetery. I'm like, okay. So so that's great. So there, that's beautiful. So do you see how I think your family from the other side, well, thank you for verifying that for me. I really appreciate it. Your family from the other side is verifying that you're not as unsupported or alone as you might imagine yourself to be. You're not alone. And go ahead.
Well, I'm not really sure exactly what that means. I mean, does that mean because
meaning
they're
that
around
you have support?
Me,
meaning that you, yeah, that they're well. Look, they came in. Hello, I don't. We never met. Hello, that certainly I don't know that they're around you, but that you're not alone. That you have support. That you're not in this life all by yourself, or that you have to be in a relationship that's, you know, not ideal. That they just want to remind you of how special you are, because it's you might have forgotten that a little bit, or felt a little disconnected from yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, hello. Ding, 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 ding. Why are you making me work so hard? I'm tired. I want some OT. Give me some overtime. I'm tired. That's why this all came up. Now, is there an R name of Rolando R?
On the other side, you mean?
I have no idea, girl. Don't make me work hard.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I can't really.
Okay, so just file that. Just file it. Sometimes things come to you. Oh, hello. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Those are your people. Hello. 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 Wow. They're like, could you just give this poor girl a break? We're here. Could you please? What is that?
Oh, that's my clock. It chimes every hour.
Well, isn't that funny? Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute?
Oh, yeah, that's quite
okay.
Odd.
So that's like the tribe saying, could you please?
Uh-huh.
Could you please just, like, look at how fabulous you are? So file that with the R name.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it might come back. It might make sense later, and that happens a lot. And it's always great when we give a reading and then, you know, a following show, or we get an email, oh, yeah, what you said, da-da-da-da-da. So file that, mm-hmm. see if it lands anywhere. But the general feeling that I'm getting for now mm-hmm. is you're better than this concern that you have with this relationship. So I don't even the energy that I'm getting is like not even worth trying to tap in to see if he's stepping out on you. It's not even worth me even. It's not coming in. Because sources or spirit or whatever you want to call it is giving me the insight to share with you that that's not the priority. Isn't that interesting? I think maybe you thought it was the priority, but it's not.
Yeah.
So if you, excluding wondering this question, okay, mm-hmm. and you're more important than that question, what would you say, maybe if you have a free hand, can you just place it on your heart and just take a quick breath, please?
Okay.
So if you could answer this question without really thinking about it, what's
mm-hmm.
the priority here? But you cannot use the answer, I want to know if my boyfriend is stepping out on me. What's the priority? Don't think about it. Just what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
It kind of goes two ways in a way. Myself, as y'all had mentioned, myself and I do have an autistic son, and he's in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it is. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
It's now that's interesting too,
mm-hmm.
because I was getting like this male energy. So it's interesting. I wonder with your son if there's any connection with a teddy bear or something too, because the name Teddy came and I thought of Teddy Pendergrass or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to think about that. Or
uh-huh.
How old is he?
He's in his late 20s. He's about 28.
Mm-hmm. But his spirit is, I would imagine, kind of magical.
Yeah, I mean, he's still around, but he's in Florida with my second oldest son, but he's staying in an adult facility called...
That's great.
Yeah.
Great. Good. That's good. And that's the best thing for him. So there's
mm-hmm.
independence, but you don't have to, like, lose your mind because you know he's safe.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting. And you know how Rathler and Polo, they have, like, the sweaters and there's, like, the little teddy bear on them? You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Right. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just getting that image of a bear. So just let that sit with you. But
mm-hmm.
the main thing is... Your priorities, that's not the priority about the dude around the block if he's, you know, doing whatever. It's about you and your kids. I mean, I don't care if they're adult children or not. I mean, as long as we're breathing, our kids are our babies. It doesn't matter. So
uh-huh.
It's about tapping into that energy and remembering. Why would the cemetery come in for me to share that with you? Right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And remembering how those beautiful memories and the feeling of acceptance. Like, it's sad because so many of your tribe, so to speak, of your people, your close family, you know, they're on the other side and you're here. And there,
mm-hmm.
there's something so, there's such a sense of freedom when you're really truly with family that you enjoy each other, or very, very good friends that you consider family, if there's something so light and freeing about it, because you could just
uh-huh.
exist and be yourself. And I think in this relationship for now, you've been like fractured, like not really sharing all the parts of you because you're on eggshells because you don't know if this one's going to be hot and cold because he doesn't know from warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this issue, this question is not the priority. I don't think it matters. I think you matter, and I really don't have a hit, to be honest with you, one way or the other. At the end of the day, you aren't getting the devotion and the attention that one would hope to have. And if you're calling this wacky, you know, podcast on Valentine's Day, that can't be cute. So
no.
Right. So, did you have or not have plans with this person today? Or he's been MIA?
Well, we was gonna do something today, but you know, I went to his place last night, and you know, I mean, he was saying that I don't give him enough attention, and you know, both physically and mentally, and then when I went to his place last night, I'm picking up this strange odor from him, and he claimed he took a shower before mm-hmm. you know, we talked on the phone.
Hello.
And so I'm thinking, you know, because mm-hmm. I
You're
was thinking
stupid.
About it after I left.
You're not stupid. And the thing is, he's setting it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know what the answer is. I mean, I knew it when you said the first question, but, you know, we didn't want to go there. At the end of the day, let me tell you exactly what he's doing. He's setting it up so when you find out,
mm-hmm.
he could, it's your fault. Do you see how he's setting it up?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that you're very smart. You stay 10 steps ahead of him. And it doesn't matter. Meaning, you're done.
Uh-huh.
You're done. Yeah, you know, like I've had this happen with friends of mine that too codependent, too needy, too whatever, making me like everything's my fault. You know what? I am not the villain, and I am really tired of being the villain in your stupid movie that I don't even want to watch, right? So,
mm-hmm.
so when I've been accused of, well, you're not a good friend, you're not a good mother,
mm-hmm.
you're not a good wife, you're not whatever, I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk away, and I feel free. Because I know in my soul, in my truth,
mm-hmm.
that I am in co-creation with Source and Spirit. So I would really step back. You're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that smells a little funky and they just took a shower before you come over and then they're like, you don't do this, that, and the other, they're like wanting their cake and they want to eat it and then they want you to like regurgitate it. No.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why your family came in. Your family came
uh-huh.
in very strongly to remind you, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? There are people who love you, and you know what that feels like. And maybe it's time to remember that because there is a lot of sadness. You know, so many principal family members have gone. You know, in a
mm-hmm.
sense, your autistic son, you have certain parts of him, but not all because they're compromised. And this isn't about loss. This is about working with what you have and investing that in the relationship you have with yourself because you are your own best resource. And when you're dealing with somebody that has a narcissistic energy that I would suspect, let's just call him your ex because I want to say that,
mm-hmm.
that your ex has, when energetically you're saying, you know what, I'm putting down my toys. I'm not playing anymore. If you really refocus the energy to your integrity and your pureness of spirit and heart
mm-hmm.
and value and assessment and embracing of your value, we are all valuable. No one's different
mm-hmm.
than the other. He's already making you wrong because he's setting it up. And then, but at the end of the day, a narcissist always wants to be the center of attention, no matter what kind of attention it is.
Uh-huh.
Right, so he can get attention from a side girl. He can get negative attention from you if you're all reactive. But look at me. All these women are fighting over me, or all these women are, you know, whatever. Step back. That's my advice to you. Step back. Well, I haven't heard from you. Well, you know, since I'm not giving you enough attention, I think you're right. I think you should find your attention elsewhere. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down. That's really, if you were a good friend of mine, that's exactly what I would say. And again, this is all streamed from energy that I'm just translating in a sense. So you do, remember, the most infallible law of the universe is the law of free will. So it's not contingent on anything. You have the power to decide. But energetically, to address your question, this is the manner in which spirit is having me respond, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
All right, darling. Well, I'm wiped out, thanks to you, so...
I'll play.
And talk to your family members on the other side. Ask for signs. Say, help me out. Like, I'm fragile, you know? Help me out.
Yeah.
But you have the best years of your life could certainly be ahead of you if you claim that. That's what I did after my very painful divorce, and I was married to somebody for a really, 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 really long time. And I'm claiming, you know, at 50-something years old, I'm claiming that my best years are ahead of me. So I suggest you do the same.
Okay, and real quickly, speaking of fragility, in my lower left groin area, sometimes off and on, I'm feeling this real strong pain kicking sometimes when I'm standing up. And When I stand up, I don't stand up quickly. I just, you know, slowly get up. Mm-hmm. And I am dealing with a lot of health problems, I'll admit.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, that pain just comes out of nowhere. And it's like a real strong pain, you know, when I get up from sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what's going on there.
I think it's a phantom pain. Now, I don't know what that means, but that's what's coming in, a phantom pain. I think it's connected to loss, and it's also connected to feeling like it's almost like your womanhood is being punished in some way, like not being good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love for you to just look in the mirror and to say, I am enough. And I am open to beautiful possibilities. Just be open to possibilities. And I think it's really more of an energetic thing. I'm also sensing that it's tied to sexual worth. And I don't know if there were any lost pregnancies, whether through termination or miscarriage or any other type of circumstance. It might be a little tied to feeling just not good enough. From a physical standpoint, and again, I'm no doctor. I don't even call myself a medical intuitive. I am not at all. I'm just a chick on the podcast. But I'm feeling that there's a need for magnesium. And you can find that. They actually have great... How's your sleep?
Well, I have obstructive sleep apnea.
Thank you. Mm. Okay, so there are magnesium supplements that help with sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look for that you can put in like hot water or tea or whatever. And for some reason, I think this is a matter of self-worth. I think all of this can be healed and turned around if you are vigilant in having a relationship with yourself. This is like spirit screaming at you in the most loving way to really get into relationship with yourself.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Uh-huh.
So you could be our Valentine.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
All right.
That's nice.
Yeah, and listen, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you found us. And we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern time. So give us a call and give us an update, sweetheart. But yeah, just step back. It's like an accident. Step back. There's nothing to see here. Step back. Step back from this relationship with this dude. Step back.
Uh-huh.
All right? Good luck
to
you.
Okay, I'm going to say ask one more thing.
Oh, my God,
you're so
annoying. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay, it's just really quick.
I'm playing.
Okay. last year also, I lost a cat named Lulu. She was a tortoise shell cat. And I was really fond of her, and I got her sister with me, and her sister name is Lucy. And also many years ago, I lost another cat named Misha, and she was a Siamese cat, and she was a small, like, Siamese short hair cat. And I really miss both of them, so do y'all know if they're still around me?
Well,
always.
It's interesting. they're always around you. I mean, Elisa has lost some very devoted cats in recent years, and they're always around, but it's interesting. It's almost like one thing at a time. So it's like we can't even get into the cats until we start with your family and what you need to do for yourself. So, yeah, they're around. That the short answer is yes, but they're not coming on the radar because you got to focus on all the stuff that I said to you. So call back and let's see if they come in.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give yourself some time because that's a lot. There's a lot of stuff you're asking.
That's
a lot,
girl.
We gave you. But it all boils down to you kind of shifting your focus and your priority to make you that priority. And when you can show yourself, you know, this love and self-care that you've just been starving for and kind of being disappointed because of some of the relationships, well, that main relationship, you know, around you. And maybe the perceived loss of family members that, you know, even if it's been many years since they've gone, it's like, oh, they're revisiting you now saying you're not alone. It's so true what Liz is talking about. And so if it applies to your family members like that, why wouldn't it apply to your cats, who I know, you know, they're stealthy. They kind of, you know, hang out when, you know, when you're not thinking about it. You're just, you know, when you're resting or whatever. I mean, my cats who have passed, you know, I'll get these like messages, like, you know, I'll just remember that they're around and that, you know, they're represented in any other cat you may see, sometimes even in other pets that are around, not even yours, you know. So it's a reminder. It's a reminder for you. You know, I think Liz is right. There's a lot that you're trying to sort through, but everything starts with you. So that priority is you. If you give yourself that attention and really dig deep and be gentle while you're digging deep, things will start to sort out because you'll start to realize what's worth your time and energy, and you better be on that list of worth the time and energy. Top of the list is you.
Mm-hmm.
We also just got a text from a wonderful listener and very intuitive, clairvoyant, mystical, fabulous person, Lolita, and she says in the text she needs to thank him for this push to work on herself because it's this. We're all mirrors for each other, so it's a mirror of oneself. So thank you, Lolita. That's, I think, a very valuable, valid point well. And the other thing I would suggest, the last thing for now, is this podcast is available on iTunes under Universal Energy Radio, the Some of You show. And I would download the show and just listen to the whole thing, not for any specific task or work, but just almost as a meditation. Just listen to it without any expectation. Just listen to it and just allow that to soothe you a little bit. And the energies are always active whenever you replay it. And there's always, I believe that there's always healing energy encoded in the show, especially when Elisa and I do readings. I really believe that there are active healing energies that are always alive and active whenever you are presently listening to the show. It doesn't have to be right now when it's live. So refer to that, especially if you're feeling kind of unsure or vulnerable. Just play the show in the background, okay? Because you're worth it.
Okay.
All right, you funny
I'll
Valentine. All right, darling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
take
thank
care.
You all so much for answering
okay,
my question.
Our pleasure. Love you.
Yeah,
all right.
We love y'all too.
Bye. I see. And this is why. Thank you, Vernell. This is why I love doing the show, because my girl's in ICU and probably going to be in hospice any second now and whatever, whatever.
Right.
And to tap into the purest part of who we are, that beautiful energy.
Right.
It's healing for me as well. So I have to always thank you, Elisa, and thank the listeners as well. But like a whole cemetery like showed up. I'm like, well, what the hell am I supposed to say to her about this? Like, who's here? All right.
That's huge.
I don't ask questions.
That's huge. That's to have them all show up. Like they mm-hmm. definitely have her back, and hopefully mm-hmm. it's a reminder of that support. And whether you know whatever the relationship was in when they were you know in their human form when they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
Them showing up now saying, you know, we're here. We've always, like the cats, we've always been here. And so whatever
mm-hmm.
comfort you got from us when we were here present, you know, in the life type of thing, same thing with the cats, like that's what you can take from that. Whether it's, like for my cats, it's always this comfort that they would always give. They would always know if I was not feeling well. Or sometimes they remind me, you know, you're focusing too much on this work thing. Why don't you just take a break and pet me? Like,
mm-hmm,
let's breathe
mm-hmm,
for a moment. Let's
mm-hmm.
switch things up. So that subtle wisdom and love and support. And when it comes to people who have passed and are on the other side, you know, we've gotten, you know, callers who've been reconnected with people from the other side who didn't represent in their you know in their alive state, they didn't represent this you know this maybe this fountain of wisdom or calm you know at that point. But now, being on the other side, there's enough there to say, hey, you know, I sometimes it's like expressing a bit of regret, like, you know, I wish I could have been that for you then, but I'm doing it now. Type of situation. So it's very interesting how, you know, spirit can work, you know, and, you know, we have to take what we can from it. But when we say that, it's more like you just have to receive what you can from it. It's not taking it necessarily, but it's receiving it. And because you can hear it. And I love how you always tell people you can always get this on iTunes. Or if you can't find it on iTunes, you can just go to universalenergyradio.com. And it should have, but the last, you know, couple of, or five, I would say, shows, which we, you know, Anna's put in some additional shows from other hosts.
Right.
But ours will be the Some of You show. So I would say, you know, check it out tomorrow or today, and that way you can probably get to it for today's show.
Good thing to do on Valentine's Day when you're, like, twitching, you know, just like, okay, let me. You know, we get twitchy. Let me just listen to this. I am so wrong. Let me just listen to this show. Well, no, you're wrong, because what you thinking of?
What?
You know how we do. Our Valentine's Day special, yes. Does anybody else need us? Because I'm wiped out. But check. No, I really am.
Done. Yeah. No, we're good. We're good.
Yay.
Let me just check the chat room, because I know that Jay was in the chat room and Raven. But I don't think we have any questions. So, hey, y'all.
Good.
And guest 13,
hey,
thanks for listening. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Oh
my goodness. But that was, yeah, that I'm very grateful. I'm just, again, I can't stress it enough. Just really, really grateful. And we all need to be reminded of being enough and our value and the beauty of being in relationship with yourself and even just looking at people around us, like just seeing them in their purest form.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back to that radical acceptance, doesn't mean it's okay, doesn't mean you're consenting or co-signing to it, but it's that radical acceptance of seeing something for what it is and seeing the growth within yourself or the grace within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
it, you know? to be in full acceptance of my dear, dear, dear friend getting ready to make her transition, I'm really finding the beauty in it.
Right.
So she's there. She's unconscious. And, you know, we're dancing. I'm dancing with her. I'm telling jokes,
right.
You know, whatever. Telling her gossip. Just finding the joy. And she looks so beautiful. She does. She looks absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
And I'm like, girl, I don't blame you because I know it's better over there than it is over here, you know. And please say hello to da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
The list of so many dear people. Please say hello to or, that we all have in common. There's a core group of us that we've been friends for over 30 years, and we've lost so many people since we were super young because of AIDS and everything else, and now through these complications. Again, she's in her 50s, still too damn young to go.
Oh, my gosh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And she's in her late 50s, but she looked 35. My friend Andrew, I know.
Wow.
I introduced you to her. I know you're not going to probably, will likely not remember, but she was there when, like I said the last time, when you guys were here in New York at the performance that you guys went to.
Right. I think I remember who she is.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah.
She had lots of braids in her hair.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Adorable young black woman. But she's not young, but
yeah.
She looks young. But just so young.
Yeah.
But one of my dearest, dearest, dearest friends. And always, always, like, we're always so happy. No one's not happy to see this girl. No one's not happy to
right.
see her. No one's not happy to see her. And we would just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. I hung out with her and her husband so much in the last 2 years. I never felt like a third wheel. We just had so much fun together. So, anyway, now I'm just there for, you know, I'm there for her husband. And I'm so glad that we established a friendship while the three of us were spending time together. So there's no discomfort. There's no learning curve. There's no – oh, and what's interesting is that I've been – of course, like, they don't know I do this show. They don't know I'm wired like this. They don't know anything. But I felt her direct me 2 days ago to make him split pea soup. I'm like, okay. So I make the split pea soup. I said, she told me to make this for you. He's like, that's my favorite soup. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then today, and this is so beeped up, okay, because you have to use the F word. It's our 27th wedding anniversary today.
What's that?
27th wedding anniversary today, Valentine's Day.
It's today?
It's
oh,
today.
Wow.
He's bringing her card. No visitors today. That this is why I'm not coming in. Although I am on call, and I've been up since like 5:30. I just couldn't sleep because obviously, so I can only imagine the hell he's going through.
Right.
And at like 5:15, I said, "I hope this is okay, but she wants me to text you on her behalf." And I didn't say happy anniversary. I didn't say anything. It was just she wants me to text you on her behalf. That's it. I hope that's okay.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote me back. I said, I'll check on you later. He goes, yes, I cried myself to sleep at 4 o'clock.
Ugh.
I said, of course you did. I said, we're all devastated, and you're her beloved husband, of course. And that's it. So I'm not quantifying or qualifying, just bare bones. She says split pea soup, I got split pea soup. She said text, but I'm not filtering it through me.
Right.
And he's good with that. I don't want to be intrusive at all. But at the same token, she's definitely been communicating with me for a couple of days now. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. And she knows I'm wide open. She knows now. She found me out.
Yeah.
She found me out.
When you said, yeah, they don't know. I'm like, well, she does. she knows now.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's known for like a week now. Yeah. Because she's transitioning.
Right.
And that's great. But I'm not going to position myself like, oh, yeah, for almost 10 years now I've been doing this show and all these things have been coming out as a result of having all this great practice on the air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I appreciate calls like Vernell's because it really supports that there's no agenda here. It's just we're here holding space. So on that exhausting note, yeah. Again, it's always so therapeutic, and I'm always glad when I decide to do a show, only not to do one when I'm physically not able to. Otherwise, the show must go on, literally. So I'm very, very grateful for that. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook. And check out, there's some new shows out there. I'm looking forward to downloading them. And hosts available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. I love you guys so much. Love you, Elisa. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, darling.